Hi, welcome to Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme, three letters, WTF. These are some weird ones. And I'm joined by two weird ones.
I knew it.
Amanda.
I knew it. I knew it.
And we knew it. WTF, Shane.
Okay, we are filming this late. This is our last video of our shoot week. It's a Friday. The last time we had a Reddit Stories at the end of the week, it was with you two, and it was
peaceful.
Insane.
It was bonkers.
We're going to stay calm and collected focused today.
Yeah,
those are our middle names.
Yeah. But these are some what the F stories.
Can't wait.
Yeah. And most Reddit stories are weird. These are apparently really weird.
Do you guys type back WTF, like over text?
I have.
No, not since like 10 years ago.
You do it? You type WTF?
Shane just said that he did.
Let's attack him. Also say WTF?
No, I spell it out, full.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I like to go, what the fuck?
You send it as three texts.
And then a face emoji that's like, duh.
How about LMAO?
I never touch that ever in my life.
LMFAO?
I love shots. Great wedding song. They're related.
You are so fascinating to me.
Right before we started filming, you got into a staring contest that went until you started streaming tears.
Yeah.
That's not true.
That's why you keep touching all the tissues.
That's not true.
Don't start crying. You should start the stories.
Okay.
Eric, let's go.
Everyone buckle up. It's about to get weird. This first post is from Am I the Asshole? My girlfriend uses ChatGPT every time we have a disagreement. Am I the asshole for saying she needs to stop? Me, 25, and my girlfriend, 28, have been dating for the past 8 months. We've had a couple of big arguments and some smaller disagreements recently. Each time we argue, my girlfriend will go away and discuss the argument with ChatGPT, even doing so in the same room sometimes. Whenever she does this, she'll then come back with a well-constructed argument breaking down everything I said or did during our argument. I've explained to her that I don't like her doing so, as it can feel like I'm being ambushed with thoughts and opinions from a robot. It's nearly impossible for a human being to remember every small detail and break it down bit by bit, but AI has no issue doing so. Whenever I've voiced my upset, I've been told that ChatGPT says you're insecure, or ChatGPT says you don't have the emotional bandwidth to understand what I'm saying. My big issue is it's her formulating the prompts, so if she explains that I'm in the wrong, it's going to agree without me having a chance to explain things. Am I the asshole for asking her to stop using ChatGPT in this context?
No.
What the hell?
Fuck? No.
No? What the fuck?
WTF.
LMFAO.
Okay.
This is an episode of Black Mirror.
Literally.
Well, the robot told me that you're wrong.
Right.
And the robot's like, yes, Janet, listen to me.
This is so good.
You should break up with him.
We are meant
to be together, Janet.
But it's so unfair because the robot doesn't actually know probably all of the context. It's skewed in the way that she is typing all of it
in. He'll go talk to the robot, and the robot's like, oh my God, I didn't know your side of it, dude. Oh, dude, I'm so sorry.
Right. That's why he needs to go on ChatGPT and go, okay, let me ask my side, and then they compare notes. And then they have robot sex.
And then robots are fighting, and then they can go make up.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the solution.
Tell him. Text him.
Tell him. Text him WTF LMFAO.
I can't believe she said full chest, ChatGPT says you're insecure. And she said that seriously.
Honestly, power move. How old is she?
28.
Oof.
Yeah.
And he's 25, so she's like, get with the technology.
You're young. I'm smart. Yeah. And technologically,
you're stupid,
zappy.
And the robot says that I'm smart. Yeah, I think that you're kind of eliminating. You're eliminating so much because with a disagreement, the whole point is like you're different POVs. So this isn't her POV. This is some robot's POV.
Yeah,
which is just a generated. It's generative AI. So it's who knows where it's getting it from. It's not like it's correct because it's ChatGPT. It could be completely wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can prompt it to be anything.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure also if she is doing it in the middle of a fight, she could probably also be bringing in some of that manic. So it's like, he sucks, right?
Yeah.
And then ChatGPT is like,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he's agreed. Wrong.
This is just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is not how you communicate with your partner.
No.
At all.
What is such a modern issue to have, though? Like, right now?
It's such, if you try to explain this 5 years ago.
Yeah, they'd be like, how do they know?
My girlfriend keeps using AI to win arguments. You'd be like, what has happened?
This literally
is a Black Mirror episode.
And again, OP's words, my big issue is it's her formulating the prompts, so if she explains that I'm in the wrong, it's going to agree without me having a chance to explain things. It's very true.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, ChatGPT, you can kind of formulate it to be straight up anything.
Skewed, yeah.
I think it's wrong to use ChatGPT for a lot of things. Like, I know a lot of people use it for, like, essays and stuff at school, which is wrong.
Yeah.
But I also think it's wrong in this context for a kind of different reason. It just takes away the genuine nature of a discussion.
Yeah.
It means she can't communicate on her own.
Absolutely.
It's interesting that you brought up the school system, too. I just saw something, actually, a teacher had posted. I think it might have been on Reddit. But she was saying, you know, there's no stopping kids right now from using ChatGPT. So instead, what she did was have students, she assigned, like, have ChatGPT write up an essay or, like, some sort of factual assignment. And then your job is to go back in and correct how many things were wrong.
Oh, that's cool.
And all of them ended up being like, oh, okay, I'm not going to be using ChatGPT anymore because there were that many mistakes. I know.
Innovative.
Yeah. Right.
That's smart.
LMFAO.
A smart way to use the system.
No. MVP, VIP.
No.
So the verdict was not the asshole. And I don't think he's the asshole at all.
Yeah.
No.
She's using robots.
What did chat?
If you use robots to win any sort of argument, I mean, what? Maybe. Skynet's around the corner.
My God.
Okay, just go there.
They tried that with iRobot and Will Smith. It's not a good movie.
No.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It's not a good movie.
I rewatched it.
Anymore.
Okay.
Comments, honestly, that's just ignorant, childish behavior on her part. When she comes back with her ChatGPT nonsense, stop interacting with her. Get up and walk away. Tell her when she actually has something intellectually honest to share of her own, you'd be delighted to re-engage. You have to be consistent, but eventually she will learn to be a functional adult, not the asshole.
Okay.
I kind of agree. It's kind of insane behavior. It's 8 months in, and if your first argument, someone did that, I'd be like, you know, I don't think this is for me.
I'm gonna call this off.
I think that there is definitely leeway, right, to give people a chance to be like, okay, maybe you haven't had much experience. Maybe you don't know exactly how to engage in these kinds of conversations with a partner. So I think I'd be able to give a little bit of a gap of like, okay, how about we try it without electronics?
You know what? Let's take the robot out of the room.
Yeah, yeah. And what do we think?
Can I say something stupid?
Yes,
please.
Like, they're having sex, and, like, the dirty talk, he's just like, did you get this from ChatGPT? Like,
that would be insane. What would ChatGPT even say?
I don't know.
Should we look it up right now?
You sexy dog.
ChatGPT's in the room, you guys.
ChatGPT is 100 years old. I'm done. I'm dead.
You sexy dog.
This next comment sums it up pretty well. Calls you insecure but can't form her own arguments. Yeah. And then lastly, someone said, show her how biased it is to use the user's input. It's literally programmed to tell you exactly what you want to hear. Discuss her actions with ChatGPT from your perspective, and it'll do the exact same thing to her. Show her how it's biased and only serves as an artificial form of self-validation.
Mm. Yeah.
Not to mention just like the ethical values of all of it, you know? Like, continuing to provide that kind of conversation to ChatGPT is also just giving them so much data.
Yeah, that's like, true.
Yeah, I'm terrified of AI.
Yeah.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
I think when back in, like, the 90s when I was, like, a little kid, everyone was, like, terrified of AI. It was like, dude, we can't let this happen.
Oh, really?
And it was more of a, oh, yeah,
remember
dude.
The movie?
You guys
AI,
knew
AI, artificial intelligence with Haley Joel Osment?
No, I felt like in the 90s it was all about how it was like, this is bad and we should be very scared of this.
Whoa.
And now it's so weird to now be living in the sci-fi like prediction where everyone's like, yeah, actually it's good and we're gonna like put it everywhere and like we're gonna give it art and emotions.
Yeah.
It's
just
like, what? We literally said we would not do this.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's really scary.
Very scary.
I understand. I mean, this is getting very AI. This is getting very science fiction-y in my head, but I love science fiction. Is like, I understand that AI is at its current form, not a threat, right? It's like, oh, it's not a threat. Like, it's not, it can't think for itself. And it's like, yeah, sure, it can't. But the problem is the second it can, it's too late. Like, then it's too late, you know?
You think so?
I'm scared,
yeah, no, the second AI gets the ability, it's gone, and we're gone, right?
No, I see.
I'm sorry.
No, don't
this
be,
is what the
no,
gift
don't be
is.
Scared. But it's also just like
no AI will then like grow exponentially. And
well,
it's like,
well,
whoa!
Yes, but that's not going to happen.
We're not careful; we will become ants.
Okay, I can't.
That story was written by ChatGPT. No, I'm just kidding.
WTF AI?
AI. All right. Moving on to our next story.
Goodness.
This comes from Relationship Advice. My boyfriend, who's 34, has a sexual history with my parents, a 49-year-old man and a 47-year-old woman. Can we still survive?
What? That's it? That's the whole story?
That's the craziest. That's the craziest title I think we've come across.
Oh, that's the title.
My boyfriend has a sexual history with my parents. Can we still survive?
At the same time, you think?
Yeah, for sure. They went to like a restaurant and they were like, we'll take him.
You sexy dog.
You sexy dog.
Oh my God.
Are you okay?
No, that's just crazy.
That is wild.
That's the craziest title.
There's something we have to discuss when we get to it.
Oh, there's something we have to discuss? I think we already have that.
Their ages?
Okay.
Read it to us.
Okay. Gross situation, but both my parents have told me that it's not a big deal since we're all adults. Guys, we're all good.
What the hell?
We're all
What's
good,
happening
dude.
Here?
Oh, okay, so it's good. No
oh,
worries.
It's actually it's good. My boyfriend, who we will call Sam, is a bit older than me. 34 versus me, a 23-year-old woman. And this has never been a problem before. We've been dating for over a year now, so things are pretty serious. However, when he came to meet my parents over dinner, hell broke loose. I thought everything was going fine at first. I've had boyfriends who were shy around my parents before. They can be intimidating. But around an hour into our dinner, my mom pulled me aside.
Oof.
She explained to me that she and my dad actually already knew my boyfriend. Obviously, I was confused as they had appeared to introduce themselves for the first time not that long ago. My mom explained that 10 years ago, she and my father had taken part in a threesome with Sam, but it was all in the past. I didn't want to hear any more, but she told me that they'd all slept together a handful of times.
Oh my God!
In retrospect, I didn't take this information well, and I left their house by foot and ran until I was far enough away to call for an Uber.
Okay.
I've been home for a few hours now. Sam has called me literally hundreds of times in the last few hours trying to talk, but I don't want to answer. The whole thing is making me feel sick. I have picked up a call from my parents who told me to calm down and handle this situation like an adult. My mom called me immature for being so freaked out by the thought of her and my dad having sex, and she said that if I'm going to be part of a grown-up relationship, then I need to handle this type of thing more appropriately.
Oh.
I see a future with Sam, but I never expected that my parents would be a part of our history. I really do love him a lot, and I know it's not his fault that he chose to be involved with my parents such a long time ago. Is there a chance our relationship could survive this?
There is not.
Wait, how cool is this? Wait, this is awesome.
There is not.
This is so cool.
What?
Mom and daughter. How awesome is that?
I only need to get one bed for the family vacation.
You're so much alike.
Oh, my God.
Mommy.
Oh, well, it's Friday. What did we say?
No. No.
You can't give us this story.
No.
At the end of our shoot week.
Sweetie Mommy. Baby, honey, it's not working out with Sam.
Also, Daddy.
Oh, my God.
That just hit me, that it's Mommy and Daddy.
Mommy and Daddy.
And Sammy.
At the same time. Mommy,
Sammy,
Daddy,
Mommy,
Sammy.
And Daddy. Had a good time, yeah.
I'm sorry.
10 years ago?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
No.
Love that.
No.
Absolutely. I can't believe the mom even told her.
Whoa, no, don't do this.
What?
It's good that the mom told her.
No, it's good the mom, it's good the, okay, let me take this back.
No, I would rather not know.
But like,
not me.
Kinda, okay, can I say?
Yes.
I think it's crazy the mom told her while they were still at dinner across the table.
Yeah. She's like, pumpkin pie's on its way. Hey, honey, can I speak to you for a second? So your father and I, and
guys, in the kitchen, I fucked your boyfriend. But don't worry, so did your dad.
And your father.
And she
fucked
goes,
your boyfriend.
She goes, 1 second, and runs out the door.
And then she goes, oh, no.
She goes,
you see her running, it's just like, why are you running? It's like my parents fucked my boyfriend.
Run!
Music plays, indie music, and then she goes,
Okay, I'm calling an Uber. I'm exhausted. It's been 2 minutes.
I just kept running.
Oh. Forrest, go, Forrest.
It cuts to, like, the fucking Sierras, and she's just still running.
That's when you use ChatGPT.
I think I would run forever.
Yeah.
You have a full beard by the end of it. The mom's like, stop this. Come back.
Why have you been running? Well, 20 years ago, my parents told me something that would change my life.
Sorry. It's over. There's no chance.
What?
No.
I disagree completely.
You think
just ask your mom, what was it like? Get any tips?
Just too many tips.
No.
Too many.
Stop that
look,
now.
Look, this is one of those situations. The boyfriend did nothing wrong. He had a threesome 10 years ago, right?
He has good taste.
They had multiple threesomes.
He had good taste.
10 years ago. They
multiple?
Can't, they can't. That happened. That's fine.
He's like, you remind me
that's
of someone.
That's fine. But had it been literally anyone else that he had a threesome with except for these two people, they could move on.
That's
but
the universe.
This is, exactly. No, I'm sorry.
No,
this...
it's the universe being like, you guys are not a match, and this is how we're going to
destroy
it.
You know what?
It.
We're
going
to move on from this one.
I mean...
I'm not even talking about, okay, to be clear to people listening and watching, I'm not talking about right or wrong. I'm talking about just like, nope, I'm out.
Exactly.
It's just a nope, I'm out situation.
Right.
Like,
right. Yeah, because what if? What if it's like a year down the line, it's Christmas, and we all know what happens during Christmas.
What are you talking
it's
about?
It's Christmas, and the
don't
boyfriend
go there.
Goes,
don't go there.
And the mom goes, let's give a little blowjob for Christmas.
What?
And she goes,
why are they reindeer?
Zip. You don't remember the last time we did this? Yes. Remember the Christmas blowjob story?
Hello, it's a callback.
And she goes, who? Buy me purses. Guys, the mom is going to be attracted to him and also the father.
No, right. We don't know that.
Yes, we do.
Wait, they had a threesome. Do you know what happens in a threesome? Mm-mm. The guys lock eyes and the...
What? Amanda, what?
What? I am done explaining what a hookup looks like. Enough! Here's the deal. I don't think this can last.
That's
I wanted
what
it to.
I said.
You could have said that a while ago, Amanda.
I wanted it to, but then I thought about Christmas time and the holidays, and then everything's gonna get messy.
Exactly. It's so messy already. What if they're having sex and he calls her his
guys,
dad's
guys,
name?
Guys, there's an added element. There's an added element that we're not thinking about.
Sam's like, Bill, I mean, Amy. Amy, you're Amy.
Amy, sorry. No, that's your mom. Shit.
There's an added element that makes this worse.
What?
There's more?
All right. First,
update?
There's some comments here. And this first comment, it had me thinking about, I was like, okay, the age gap. And then that made me, that something occurred to me that they slept together 10 years ago and she's 23. She was 13. She was still living with her parents when they were actively having threesomes with this
they
guy.
They did it in the house?
I don't know, but no, I just mean like.
Right,
it's
a fucking hotel.
I just mean like she was still like.
She was 13.
She was still under their care. She was a minor and like under their care while they were going out and doing that.
They can be parents.
The threesome is fine.
Yeah.
The threesome is fine.
Yeah.
They just had the threesome with this guy. And now he can't be the one who's in a relationship with her now.
Yeah.
All right, let me read this comment.
Once you said she was 13, the whole story changed.
Okay, let me read this comment.
Okay.
If I was in your shoes, knowing that my boyfriend was fucking my parents when I was 13 is a massive nope, I'm out for me. I couldn't even imagine what's going through your mind right now. I'm sorry you're going through this. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they said it.
Yeah, that's what
they
we
said
were.
It.
That's what we were saying.
That's it.
So no, it's no.
Someone
chance.
Else said, "Damn, that is rough." If it were me, I would just sadly say it won't work out with that person. I wouldn't be mad at your parents. They obviously couldn't have predicted that coincidence.
Right.
I would just say there are more fish in the sea, and the odds are most of them haven't had a threesome with your parents. Seems like it would be very awkward to continue that relationship. What if? She just keeps finding guys, and they're like, I also had a threesome.
That's honey.
And she finds out that her parents just ran through the town.
Bill, bring out the key lime pie, honey. Your boyfriend.
She's at the mall with her parents, and then every single guy in the mall is just like,
Right. Eventually.
Did you guys fuck everyone in this town?
Eventually, they're going to need just like a spreadsheet of everybody that's in town so they can
they're
just
going through
exits.
Tinder, and they're like, yep,
That one.
Yep.
No, not that. Oh, wait, yeah, that was 9 years ago.
We had sex with him, too.
Mm-hmm. I forgot that it was 10 years ago. That's a long time ago.
Yeah. I know. This is a crazy coincidence. This is, like, truly movie material. Like, this would be hilarious.
Seriously, yeah, it would be.
But they didn't forget Sam. You know what that means.
They didn't forget him.
He was memorable. Good.
Yeah.
Sexy dog.
Okay. What's crazy to me, though, is she runs for 5 minutes or however long, calls an Uber, comes home, immediately writes this Reddit post.
Yeah.
That's what she says.
That's her safe haven. Wow.
She got home and she's like, ChatGPT,
help.
What do I do?
ChatGPT's like, you're fucked.
Last comment. Everyone in that room has been inside your mother. I am sorry. I'll see myself out. That's... What a Redditor there.
Why would you say something?
He tightened his fedora for that one.
Yeah. I feel better about myself listening to that. I
just want to say that everyone was widowing your mom.
Jesus. I'll see myself out.
I'll see myself out.
God.
Oh, God, we have to move on. I'm getting...
Is there an update?
No. What's the update?
I don't know.
Maybe the parents got with Sam.
It's like I got back home and they had sex again.
I found them naked at home.
Well, there's no update? That's such a bummer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is WTF stamped.
Well,
left the planet.
I wonder what she did. I doubt she probably. But then imagine going back, like, you can't leave your parents.
No, you just leave Sam.
That's an absolute, you're never getting over that.
That's such a bummer. I'm so glad she told her, because imagine if she waited and they, like, got married and have kids.
Oh.
Yeah. It's good she knows.
Yeah.
No, you're right. It's good. It is overall good she was informed. Like, she knows this.
Yes. The mom did the right thing.
Of course.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know if there's any other way about it.
Sam, like, walks in and locks eyes with the dad, and they flash back to the night they locked eyes over his mom.
Now, I said it, now you're saying it again.
Well, I'm picturing it again. I'm a picturer.
Good.
Well, let's move on so we can picture something else messed up.
I love that.
This next post comes from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for blowing up at my girlfriend after therapy backfired?
Ooh. Oof.
We need more.
This is a 28-year-old man. My girlfriend Emma, who's 27, and I have been together for 6 years. For most of that time, we've been happy, like really happy. The kind of relationship people say just works, you know? We were always on the same page, rarely fought, and genuinely enjoyed each other's company. But over the past year, things started to feel different. Small arguments here and there, more miscommunication, and just this weird sense that we weren't as in sync as we used to be. It wasn't anything major, just the usual wear and tear stuff, or so I thought. Emma, however, seemed to be more concerned. She started pointing out issues I wasn't even aware of, like how I supposedly wasn't listening enough or wasn't as emotionally available as I used to be. I admit I've been busy with work, but I thought we were doing okay. Still, I didn't want to dismiss her feelings. Then about 6 months ago, she suggested we go to couples therapy. Now, I've always been a bit skeptical about therapy unless things are really bad, but I agreed because I figured it couldn't hurt. She said she found a great therapist through a friend and we should give it a try. I wasn't familiar with this Lily, but Emma was excited about it, so we booked our first session. At first, the session seemed fine. Lily asked good questions, got us to open up, and gave us some tools to communicate better. I felt like I was doing my best to listen and improve, but something about it felt a little off. Every time we talked about any issue, it seemed like Lily was always subtly siding with Emma. If I mentioned being stressed from work, she'd steer the conversation towards how I wasn't giving enough attention to Emma. If I brought up a disagreement, somehow it became about my communication issues. After a few weeks, Emma started using phrases like, Lily thinks you should try this, or Lily says you need to work on that. It felt like everything I did was being scrutinized and dissected by this woman I barely knew. I didn't want to be paranoid, but it seemed like Lily was slowly convincing Emma that I was the problem in the relationship. And every time I tried to voice my own concerns, they were brushed aside. I tried to push through it, thinking maybe I was just being defensive, but it didn't stop. Every session, the same dynamic. It was like Lily was planting seeds of doubt in Emma's head, and Emma was running with them. I even started to wonder if maybe I was the problem. Was I actually this bad of a partner? Things reached a boiling point a couple of weeks ago. During a session, Lily started suggesting that maybe we should consider a break so I could work on myself more. That felt like a slap in the face. I'd been trying so hard to be better, and now she was suggesting we split up? I looked at Emma, waiting for her to disagree or defend me, but she just sat there, quietly nodding along. After that session, I couldn't hold it in anymore. I told her I didn't trust Lily's judgment, that it felt like she was just feeding Emma reasons to blame me for everything wrong in the relationship. Emma got defensive, saying I was overreacting, that Lily was just trying to help us work through our issues. We didn't talk for a few days, and I started feeling guilty for snapping. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe therapy really was exposing some flaws I needed to work on. But then something happened that blew everything wide open. Last week, we went to a mutual friend's party. While there, I overheard Emma and her friend Sarah talking in the corner, giggling about something. I caught just a bit of their conversation. I can't believe you pulled this off for this long. Poor guy still thinks she's an actual therapist.
I knew it.
I immediately confronted them, and that's when Emma's face turned pale. Sarah quickly tried to backtrack, but the truth spilled out. Turns out Lily isn't a licensed therapist at all. She's one of Emma's close friends from college who thought it'd be fun to help Emma fix me by posing as a therapist. Emma had set this whole thing up because she thought I wouldn't agree to therapy otherwise. They figured that with Lily playing the part, they could guide me into becoming a better boyfriend without me knowing. I felt completely betrayed. For months, I had been spilling my heart out to someone who wasn't even qualified to help, and Emma had been in on it the whole time. All those sessions where I felt attacked and manipulated suddenly made sense because I was being manipulated. When I confronted Emma about how messed up this was, she broke down, saying she never meant to hurt me and that she was just trying to help us grow as a couple. But honestly, I don't know how to move past this. I haven't been able to look at her the same since. Now, Emma and her friends are saying I overreacted, that it was just a white lie meant to help our relationship. But I feel like I've been gaslit and lied to for months. So am I the asshole for blowing up on my girlfriend when I found out her therapist was a total fraud?
Nope. Dump her ass.
Bye, that Emma.
Dump her ass.
That is so...
That is a violation of your fucking privacy, first of all. I think this is unacceptable. There's no coming back from this.
Completely agree.
You're done.
It is truly... fucked up. Like,
it's
that
over.
Is inappropriate.
It is over.
I wonder if anyone in the comments has any sort of legal expertise, if he has legal precedent against this.
That's what I believe.
If there's stuff in writing that he can show, like, she posed as a therapist.
Yeah.
Fully.
Well, also, though, just because... Well, because there's also the rules with, like, confidentiality as well. And if Lily is not actually a therapist and she's going around speaking to her other friends about this as well, that's definitely a case.
I mean, look, all in all, that's an immediate dumping
awful.
And never talking to this
person.
Oh,
my God.
This is very, very cruel.
And also then afterwards be like, it was a white lie.
That's not a fucking
Dude,
white lie.
This is crazy.
I thought you were going to end it early, too, and I feel like I'm predicting that Lily isn't actually a therapist, and then it actually got there.
I wasn't sure because I hear this a lot from friends to be like, I feel like my therapist always sides with blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, that is a known thing.
Uh-huh.
But...
That's crazy.
That's fucking insane.
And also, like, I just don't understand as well, like, if she was also hoping for Lily to say, like, hey, suggest that we take a break or whatever, like, then she clearly isn't a part of this relationship anyway. She doesn't want to be a part of it, so I don't understand why she's still fighting for it.
Also, it's so embarrassing, like... All of her friends now giggle and laugh behind his back and know all of his, like, really deep seated... And now he's never going to fucking go to therapy
again. Oh, my God.
Yeah. These are some sick people.
Yeah.
I mean, truly sick people.
Cruel is the right word.
Sick.
How could she sit in on those sessions for months knowing that this is the case? Like, you're sitting there next to your partner while they're spilling out, like, truly vulnerable stuff, knowing you're manipulating them and just completely going along with
it. And your buddy from college is on the other side listening to this?
Being like, yeah, we got him, and he's totally going to change.
Outrageous.
This is like horror movie level of sinister.
Twisted. It's really torturous.
Did they rent an office? Where do they do this?
Yeah.
I don't know that at all. It not only like, you're absolutely turning another person against therapy, but you're also just twisting somebody's trust Forever. Now if a future partner is like, you know, we should do couples therapy, now he's gonna have to be over her shoulder and making sure that, you know, she's booking off of like something online instead of being like, yes, find us someone or whatever. Like, it's just, it's gonna change the course of his life, and that is so selfish to do.
Yeah.
The comments seem to answer my question. Not the asshole, but what you should be doing is consulting a lawyer, because Lily was very likely practicing medicine without a license. Someone else said, I think you can actually take legal action, and you really should. That stranger was pretending to be a licensed therapist, used it to extort information you would not share otherwise, and manipulated you with it. This has to be illegal on so many levels. Besides, did they also have to pay for those sessions?
Oh, yeah.
Lastly, someone said, well, that relationship is over. Of course, she and her friends are trying to convince you that you're the problem. They lied and manipulated you into believing this woman was a licensed therapist. Why are you even taking their opinion into account? Their view on the situation is obviously skewed. Dump her and cut your losses. What unhinged behavior.
Yeah.
Legit.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Like, this relationship is even more over than Sam and the parents with the threesome.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
It's actually insane to say I don't know what's worse to go through. Like, these are some horrendous situations.
The therapist stuff.
I think the therapist stuff is somehow much worse.
It's like, so happy that my mom, you know, had a good time.
You gotta stop that. It's like this, because this one was intentional.
And this one goes on for a long time.
Wait, how long?
It said months.
Yeah, they were doing sessions for months, right?
How?
Right?
Yeah. How could the friend literally do that?
I'm thinking about Emma.
The friend is not getting paid. They were doing this for fucking
for
shits
fun.
And giggles.
Yeah, for fun. But like I really can't even get behind like Emma's perspective, right? How can you call yourself a partner and sit next to them? Exactly what you were saying, Shane. Like, how can you put them in such a almost like embarrassing circumstance of like,
and then laugh at it at a party while you're there?
They probably like look so foolish sitting on the couch too.
This is evil behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it at all.
Evil behavior.
Nasty, nasty.
Oh my God.
Is there an update?
No. But I'm assuming he probably broke up with her. I hope he took legal action.
I hope so, too.
Because I think I'm sure there's enough proof if like, they're going about it. Like, I think if you are trying to manipulate or change your partner, you need to decide, okay, either I'm not happy with who this person is and I need to leave this relationship, or I need to accept them. Because when you get to the point where you're trying to change someone, you're in the wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the wrong because it's just not how things work.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I feel so bad for OP, too. Just the way that he's, like, writing about, like, how doubtful he felt of his own feelings. Of, like, I felt guilty about this and
yeah.
I wondered about that. And it's like,
they'd been in a relationship for 6 years.
That?
I couldn't do this to anyone.
Right.
Like,
let alone the person that you're supposed to love.
I couldn't do this to my enemy. To do this to someone that is who you cherish most.
Right.
Oh, my God.
No, there's something I truly think she needs to go to therapy.
Yeah, Emma.
And also, he now needs to go to therapy.
Yeah.
Right.
If he didn't before, he needs to now because you need to unpack that.
Right. Yep. In her mind, maybe she was thinking, like, you know, again, maybe there's ways that I can just, like, tweak this man into the partner that I want him to become. And so she sort of put this plan together where she could make it happen, where he didn't have to know. And maybe in her head she was rationalizing that and thinking that
would
be okay.
Well, clearly, if she and her friends all thought this was fine, they all, you know, bounced off each other and convinced themselves this was okay. But
right.
They are, ugh.
Yikes.
Wow. Okay, moving on from that.
Yeah.
WTF.
That is WTF. Okay.
Okay.
Our next story. Let's see if this can beat the others.
That was a
I
real
don't know.
180.
Those were two of the craziest stories I've ever read on this show. Easily.
I've heard crazier, I think.
Okay.
From you. I think I've heard
really?
Crazier.
Okay. This is a 24-year-old woman. My boyfriend, who's 32, told me he was a doctor. I walked in on him behind the counter at Taco Bell.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Whoa.
They need medics there, too.
After I eat 10 tacos there?
Yeah, good
I need
night.
A doctor, by the way.
I need an enema.
Okay.
This taco is so good. Well, the guy who made it has a PhD in making tacos. That makes sense. This is really good.
Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
All right. I met him on an app 3 months ago. He said he was a doctor and that he did his undergrad in biology at an Ivy League school. Everything was going great. The sex was fantastic and he was very romantic, although he didn't like to spend a lot of money on me. Last night, I just happened to walk into a Taco Bell and saw him working there behind the counter. We looked at each other, and I went up and ordered without addressing him. Then I went home to process what I had seen. I tried calling him today, but he wouldn't answer. How could he lie to me like this? Do men do this often? I'm in absolute shock. Should I just forgive him for lying and move on with the relationship, or should I dump him? I'm not sure if I would have given him a chance if I knew he worked at Taco Bell from the start, but I'm in love with him at this point. Oh. What do I do once I manage to talk to him again?
Well, don't be a weirdo and order from him and then pretend like nothing's happening. Like, that's...
There's
nothing wrong with working at Taco Bell.
Right.
But he did lie.
He lied.
No, the lying is the problem
here.
Right.
Yeah. What did she order?
She had, like, tears streaming down her eyes, and she was like, Crunch Wrap Supreme.
Yeah, like, how did she do that? And then walked out and went, he went, here's your change. She went, thank you so much. You have a good day. You too.
And then ran and then went home and typed on Reddit. This is all of them.
I, God.
3 months,
like,
though, and they're in love.
Why'd you say he was a doctor,
why'd
though?
Come on.
Why'd you do that?
Because, like, why'd you go so intense?
He's like,
I got an undergrad in biology at an Ivy League school.
Is he studying
to make money on the side?
Ain't nothing wrong with fast food.
He could be a student. We don't know. Well, now the problem is we don't know anything about him.
Exactly.
That's the problem with lies is then you don't know anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Could be a side hustle, you know, night shifts.
Yeah.
Been there.
He's saying he did his undergrad in biology at an Ivy League school. Like, he has a lot of lies.
He's a doctor.
He's a doctor.
Damn, that's scary.
And the problem with lying is, like, she's gonna find out eventually.
Yeah. What?
Right.
How long were you gonna do this for?
I mean, maybe he was just kind of like not thinking that far. He was kind of like, there's no way this is gonna last. And now he's like, well, shit, I'm in love and I work at Taco Bell.
He's probably an incredible person. Just don't fucking lie and say you're a doctor.
Right.
Doctor's like, oh.
Well, and he really thought about that lie, too.
Doctor.
He was like, biology at Ivy League. Like, well done.
Ooh,
well done.
He fucked himself.
Because, you know, like, if I'm in his position, I think lying is bad. I wouldn't lie. But if you're going to lie, be like, I'm the manager of a Taco Bell. And then she shows up and she's like, hey, he's just like, hey, get back to work, guys.
Get back to work, idiots.
What are you guys doing?
Yeah. I'll take your order because I know you.
Okay, I'll
take your order.
I remember when I was here.
Right. How do you work
this
cashier?
I'll mop the floors because I can.
The name tag says, like, bus boy. And he's like, an old one.
Not the manager. He's like, it's a little joke we have.
Mike, can you clean the toilets? I will because I can.
Because I'm a team player.
Okay.
Comments. It is not normal for people to lie like this. It is especially not normal to start a relationship off with such a big lie. Like others have said, who knows what else he has lied about or is capable of lying about? I'm sorry, but I personally think it is best for you to cut your losses now. For all you know, you are just in love with a fake character he created to woo you.
Whoa.
That is true. That's the truth.
I think she's got to address it, though, to find out more.
Totally.
She had to get her food first.
Right. After she eats, she can talk about it.
Someone said, I'm in love. Someone said, I'm in love at this point. No, you are not. You don't even know this man. The only thing you know for certain about him is that he is a liar. You are infatuated with the idea of the man you thought he was. Time to grow up and realize the difference before you get really screwed over. Besides, I think he ghosted you.
Okay.
He probably did ghost.
Who is this person? Like their mother.
Yeah.
I'm done with this.
I mean, it's true. It's easy to fall in love with a doctor, but...
I don't think she fell in love with a doctor. She said the sex was great and he was very romantic.
Because he was a doctor.
I'll say this, man. I've had some Taco Bell tacos, and I've been in love with whoever made it.
Jesus Christ.
Not a few hours after.
Whoever made this, I love you.
But they're like,
but then later?
Moving on.
You're like, no, man. I'm still at the end of the drive-thru, just eating it, looking at them.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
But then hard cut.
No, I sometimes will eat some Taco Bell tacos, and I'll go back through the drive-thru just so that when I come back around, I'm saluting them.
Thank you for your service, ma'am.
He's like, okay.
Yeah.
He's like, it's 3 a.m.
They're wearing, like doctor's coats inside Taco Bell now.
Fucking Christ.
Lastly, someone said, my ex said he was a financial planner, but turned out he was just a bank teller. Some people will embellish the heck out of their jobs, but straight up lying?
Okay, well, this is a little different. That example kind of
he said the same
match.
Thing twice.
Doctor, Taco Bell, not the same as...
What if his lie was like, he's like, oh, yeah, I work at Taco Bell, but it turns out he works at Del Taco. It's like, sorry,
right.
Can't, dude.
Donezo.
What if it was the other way around?
Loyal to Taco Bell.
He told her that he works at Taco Bell, but then she went to the hospital and he was a doctor.
Whoa!
And he's like... I just didn't want you to know
embarrassed.
He's operating on a patient. And he's just like, oh, I got to make this taco over here.
Oh, shit.
He's like, I was just so ashamed. I didn't know how to tell
you. I
save people for my job. I didn't want you to know.
Yeah. It's easy to fall in love with a guy that works at Taco Bell.
Okay.
Okay.
Update.
Yes.
What you wanted.
What I wanted.
Okay. I spoke to him again last night in person. He told me that he had originally started his profile as an experiment to see how putting a prestigious education and profession would affect his success on the app.
Get the fuck out of here.
He says it helped a lot. Sure. He really has a liberal arts degree from a less prestigious school and has only ever worked fast food. He told me that his original intention was never to actually date anyone while lying about his profession. He said that when I started talking to him on the app, he wanted to continue the experiment just to see if he could actually convince me to meet him in person, since other girls who had agreed to meet him before when they knew his real job had flaked. Then, when the date went well, he was afraid to tell me the truth. I told him that I forgive him, but I could not continue the relationship. I said that we could be friends with benefits, and he agreed. I think he was like,
he's like,
okay.
Yeah, the sex was him.
He's like, fuck, all right, I guess.
Okay, I'll continue to have sex with you, but nothing else.
But nothing else. He's like, damn, this sucks.
God.
Damn.
Dang it.
She's like, can you bring me home some tacos when you come home?
He's like, sorry, babe, we said just sex.
Just sex.
Not part of the deal.
Not part of the deal.
No, girly, that better be the benefits.
Yeah.
Then we just hung out like usual, and I still ended up sleeping over. So at this point, we're no longer officially in a relationship, but I will continue to see him as a friend for now as I consider looking for a new man to date. I will now be more open to dating fast food workers and other lower-income men who are honest about their jobs. I'm not sure if this is the update anyone was hoping for, but it is what it is. So we're officially over, but not exactly.
I mean, that's great for her.
She wants to... Dude, just let him in, whatever.
You think?
I don't know.
Well, she forgave him.
Well, yeah, but, like, you think just, like, date him again?
She's basically dating him again. Come on, guys.
I know, for sure. But, no. I mean, I think she's doing that because she's like, well, I'm lonely, and now I'm no longer going to consider you as a lifelong partner, but I'm going to have fun.
But now she's going to date his coworker at Taco Bell because she's considering other fast food workers?
She could. I think ultimately that feels like a situation that you should either completely walk away from or be like, I completely forgive you and we can keep seeing each other.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, yeah.
It does kind of suck, though, like, to put on your profile where you work and people flake on you. That does suck.
No, it's, for sure. Well, this is why I hated dating apps. They're just the worst. They bring out the shallowness. And they boil us down to two-dimensional beings.
Resumes, yeah. And how tall you are.
Because, I mean, truthfully, like, you know, here she was being like, she says, I would have said no had it listed that he worked at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But then she met him and they had, like, a strong connection and stuff. But dating apps make you pass on people you probably would actually have the best time.
Yeah, your job isn't everything, man.
No, it sucks.
I think that that's a fair argument, but I don't think that it lends itself to allow him to lie on his profile.
No. He lied. The problem is he still lied, and I think that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
I absolutely.
Right.
Once again, he lied a bunch, which means we can't necessarily believe what he's saying now of, like, this experiment
thing.
And that here's all these things that happened. It's like he proved he's a really good liar, and he lied about a bunch of details that were not true, so he could be doing it all over again. That's
impressive.
That's my issue with lying. It's just like all right, it's done for me because I can't trust.
Once you can lie that big, then you can lie about anything.
It's just better not to, man.
It's impressive, actually.
And it sucks. Look, I I understand in regards to being on a dating app and having aspects of who you are, you have to write it out and go, people are not going to pick me because of this.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
Yeah.
But you can't change that. You're going to change that, and it's just going to cause pain for you in the long run.
Yeah.
You got to kind of own it, because then when you do meet someone and you're like, great, they are here
because of
all the aspects of me.
Right, right. Eventually you want someone that's going to, like, you wouldn't want the person that's going to flake on you to be your partner.
Right.
That's not exactly the person for you.
All right, moving on. It's a 29-year-old woman. My boyfriend, who's 28, of 5 years, has become infatuated with female Twitch streamers, and it's making me feel like crap.
Uh-oh. Story feels familiar.
Okay. So I knew he was into video games when we started dating. I'm basically the opposite of him in that department. I've never been interested in anything video game related. That entire nerd culture is not for me. Mind you, I have made an effort to understand his hobby, and over the years, I've even found games I enjoy playing. But I would definitely not consider gaming to be a hobby of mine. I'll play rhythm games, like once a week for an hour at most, for example. In the beginning of the relationship, first couple years or so, it was pretty difficult getting through to him because he was constantly on World of Warcraft. We had to set boundaries later on because I found he wasn't making any time for me, and he was constantly on Twitch, either watching or streaming himself, or playing World of Warcraft, or League of Legends, or whatever else. It got pretty bad, but we worked through it. His obsession with Twitch kind of dwindled down, and we were both seemingly happy. However, and I feel dirty even writing this, I feel worthless and absolutely disgusting and unwanted. Please don't judge me too harshly. One night before bed, as I was getting ready to lay down, he was watching a stream on his tablet of some famous Twitch female streamer. I happened to glance over, and she was pretty scantily clad, big nerd glasses, tits hanging out. I thought, whatever, it's just him watching a game. This went on for a few nights in a row. Each time it was a different girl. He'd watch for a bit, turn it off, and immediately want to have sex. I've secretly felt like shit over it, but I guess last night kind of broke the camel's back. He set up a stream, started coming onto me in bed, and left his tablet propped up on the night table. I was going along with his advances, but attempted to close the tablet when he told me, no, leave it on. I want to watch her while I do you.
No, 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 no.
I was pretty much in shock, didn't know how to respond, started crying, and left for the night. He didn't even really attempt to stop me. I got a half-assed sorry as I was leaving.
No.
Thankfully, my parents live like 5 minutes away, so I spent the night there. Since I left, he's attempted to call twice and has texted me twice. One text was to tell me I'm overreacting. Am I? How do I approach this? I thought we were over it. I thought we had a decent relationship, but he clearly prefers watching women play video games over just having sex with me. Do I approach him or wait for him to approach me?
Ugh, ouch.
This sucks.
That is really, really painful.
That's a bummer.
Oh.
For the record, I don't think that is overreacting.
No, it's not overreacting.
No, no.
Not at all.
No.
I think that's so valid. And honestly, I was with her, even with, like, watching the streamers right before bed and it just being, like, different female streamers every single night and constantly. I was like, okay, I'm with you. I could definitely see where some of that comes from. And then just actually having it propped up.
And saying, he literally said it.
Don't put that down.
Yeah.
That's immediately crossing a line. And yeah, she's left the room crying and you're like, sorry.
I don't even think he said sorry.
You're overreacting.
Yeah, you're overreacting.
I hate it. I hate it. I don't think.
He should just be alone with his Twitch streamer.
There's a lot of elements here. I mean, he literally says, I want to watch another woman while I'm doing you. Like, that's so mean to do to
her. That would make anybody feel like they're settling.
Yeah, and what he's also doing here, there's another aspect of this, is he's introducing something to the bedroom without her consent. You know, like,
right.
this is an element. There are couples out there who do watch things
right.
while they have sex, but you have to talk about that
and
agree on
it. Well beforehand.
Not bring it in the middle of it.
And say, don't
and
touch
trick
that.
Her
yeah, and then
into
when someone
it.
Says no, you go, stop.
No.
No.
So
it's you're not communicating with your partner what your needs are. Instead, you're just kind of like completely zoning into an obsession.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What it seems like.
Yeah.
I think this would make anyone feel bad about themselves.
Yeah.
Right. Again, like there's clear signs as well in the way that she's writing. She's not paranoid. She's not panicking. She's just clearly laying out the signs that this pattern is happening where he's clearly aroused after watching these females. And, yeah. and he clearly has a type because he's always been into gaming. So I think it's so natural to initially draw some assumptions and then for it to actually play out and get hurt, that exactly what you were predicting right. and dreading happens right in front of you.
Yeah.
That's got to be so, so painful.
So uncomfortable.
This is brutal. Comments here. He wanted to watch the stream while you had sex? Oh, fuck no. Just no. And he has the cheek to say that you're overreacting? I mean, if you want to still be with him, then you need to be honest. Tell him it isn't acceptable. Don't let him convince you that it's no big deal. Someone else said, not only is it ridiculous that he would ask that of you, but something I don't want you to overlook is that he is trying to invalidate your feelings and blow this over as soon as possible by telling you you're overreacting.
Yep.
He knows he messed up, and his defense is to completely ignore the way you feel and instead try and shift the focus on you and your overreacting. That's bullshit. I think you should respond and just say you need some time away from him to think and take whatever time you need. But there are some crazy red flags coming up in this story. OP responds, saying, yeah, last night kind of solidified my not wanting to continue with this relationship. I'll make an update post eventually, but we basically got together, and the whole time it was just him invalidating my feelings and defending himself. Not just about last night, but he brought up shit I thought we were over from years ago.
Oh.
It's just not worth it at this point. I'm exhausted and I haven't really slept. Work is kicking my ass. Ugh. Lastly, someone said, you're not worthless or disgusting. What your boyfriend did was extremely disrespectful, and you are right to be upset. Watching scantily clad girls is one thing. Plenty of people like to watch porn or other similar things. What he's doing is basically using your body while he thinks of other people, which is pretty gross. Be firm with your
so
boundaries.
Gross.
If he still brushes it off, then you should probably get a better boyfriend.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah, and
that's
to be
over.
They've been together for 5 years too, so he's clearly just like, yeah, using her.
So wait, they've been together 5 years. He's never done this before?
I don't think so. I think this is new, but
text him.
Let me text him. Well,
we have him behind door number one.
We're gonna get some more info because we have an update.
Oh my God.
Last night, I decided to get together for coffee with him, mostly because my mother urged me to. I never told her the extent of what exactly happened, but she knows it's video game related because we've gone over this problem before in the past. Anyway, I initiated the conversation via text, and he agreed to meet me. I guess I don't know what I was expecting. Closure, maybe? Because I was pretty sure I wanted to end it and stop trying to work things out because I've been working things out for the past 5 years. It's just become tiring. Anyway, he got into defense mode right away, basically listing all the things I've done wrong in the relationship and why he's over me. These are the things I've done wrong. I declined going to Korea last year for vacation. He so badly wanted to go. I knew if I went, I'd be left alone every day because his buddy would have come too. Also, there was a big League of Legends tournament happening at the time. So he would have been doing League of Legends related things and mentally masturbating to the cosplayers all the time while I explored the city alone or hung out in a hotel. I said I wasn't interested in going. He got huffy but eventually got over it, or so I thought. Two, I changed my appearance even though I knew he liked women with long brown hair. I decided to cut my hair fairly short and bleach it blonde not too long ago. It was time for a change anyway, and I'm very happy with how it turned out. He
period,
was not.
Period.
Three, I always refused to wear revealing clothing. He'd constantly badger me about how I don't wear enough stuff that shows off my tits and legs. I'm fairly modest. I'm not into that kind of stuff. I'm more comfortable in a t-shirt and jeans. He'd want me to wear sundresses and plunging tank tops. I always said no.
Plunging tank tops.
Four, my birthday gift this year was a pair of those giant wraparound headphones. Headgear. I don't know what they're called. All the Twitch streamers are wearing them, but he spent a fairly good amount of money on them, which sounds sweet, I guess, but I had originally complained that my old headphones suck and I need new ones for the gym. He got me these bulky ones and got upset that I don't wear them much. He's asked me in the past to wear them, put my hair in pigtails, and wear revealing clothing around the house while wearing my glasses. I'm not even kidding. This guy is a major stereotype.
Whoa.
Gross.
Five, I didn't play League of Legends, and I didn't enjoy sitting on the couch watching him play hours of League of Legends. I don't know how to play the game. I tried numerous times. I suck. I didn't enjoy myself. Why would I keep at it? Six, and I was not open-minded about anything. This is pertaining to the situation in the OP. I'm not open-minded enough about being his fleshlight, so this hurt his feelings too. I'm not accepting of his kinks, which is a total fucking lie because I've agreed to do some pretty out there stuff in the past to appease him. I'm very open-minded about sex. I would have appreciated a forewarning about the Twitch girl joining us in the bed though. Seven, I don't get along with his friends. I tried so hard. I tried to relate to those guys like you wouldn't believe, but they all literally have zero social skills. They're awkward and blatantly ignored my existence whenever I was around. They'd start talking about things they're interested in and just disregard anything I ever said. They'd invite him to board game nights, asking if I'd be going too, like they don't want me there. I was pretty much an outcast, so no, I tried. They just didn't want me to be around. So in conclusion, I told him I was done. He didn't really react dramatically. I think he's done with the relationship too. He can watch all the Twitch he wants now and play a League of Legends for 24 hours a day. That must be quite a relief. I'm going to the apartment to pick up whatever I can later. I'm staying with my parents until I find a new place. I feel oddly calm and okay with everything that's gone down in these last couple days. This is almost a relief. Thanks, everyone.
Wow.
So he was just objectifying the show.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, my God. And again, just trying to craft her into what he wanted her to be. Yeah.
Also, no one ever needs to sit on the couch and watch you play League of Legends.
No.
Hello?
No. It's a real shame, too, because she really does sound like a really great partner.
Yeah.
And he fumbled.
Well, she'll find a better boyfriend.
Oh, she's going to be absolutely fine. He, however, hasn't left his computer.
Oh, he's going to be fine, too.
He's going to be just fine. He's not even there anymore.
He's plugged into another. He's got
his Black
headphones.
Mirror plugged in, like, yeah.
He's like, great, I don't need you either.
Yeah.
Wires coming out of every part of his body.
Soul.
Just like, I am in the net now.
I am now free. I have no contact with humans anymore.
Oh, God. Jesus.
God, I hate that.
Yeah, that
I hated
sucks.
That.
That was gross.
That was pretty gross.
Really gross.
Can you believe they were at a coffee shop? And he was saying these things out loud in a coffee shop, like thinking he's justified.
Right.
He's there in front of other people probably being like, you wouldn't wear revealing clothing.
Plunging tank tops.
You change your hair and you know I like long brown hair.
He took all that to ChatGPT and ChatGPT laid out the 10 bullet points.
Dude.
Yeah, exactly. That was awful.
Gross.
I hated that so much.
All right.
Wow.
His friends probably sucked ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Buckle up. This comes from Am I the Asshole and Best of Redditor updates. So we're going to get some updates.
Whoa!
Am I the Asshole? Newlywed husband, who's 32, wanted to wait till marriage for sex and just surprised me, 27-year-old woman, with micro penis on the honeymoon. So we only dated for 6 months. We've been engaged for another 6 and just got married on Saturday.
Okay.
I literally just got back from my honeymoon a couple hours ago. My husband isn't a religious guy. He just says he is old-fashioned like that. We got close to fooling around a couple times, but it never went far. I tried, but he always stopped after it went too far. Anyway, fast forward to now. Am I the asshole for reading into this and being upset that I waited until my wedding night to find out that he probably isn't as old-fashioned as he says he is? I'm not going to shame him, and honestly, I don't even know how I'll broach the topic, and I'm not seeking advice. I honestly just acted like nothing was out of the ordinary and went to town with him, but I don't know. I kind of feel lied to, like a half-truth or something was intentionally withheld from me. It's tough because it's like he withheld something. It's like it's clear like he did this for this reason. He's insecure.
Yeah.
About it. And it's like, you need to be up. It's similar, in ways it's similar to me as the Taco Bell thing of like, don't you want to marry someone and know like that they-
You have to be up front.
Talked about it all.
Yeah. Like, it's almost a little bit like he trapped her, just like the smallest-
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I feel for this guy, because that's got to be, he's got to feel really insecure about
yes.
it.
Right.
Dudes
right.
are very insecure
Absolutely
about-
so.
About their penises.
Penis eye.
One of my favorite subreddits is the subreddit for sex, where people talk about sex stories or just they bring up dilemmas like this all the time. And the thing is, there's plenty of people. There's plenty of people out there who don't care. Like, and
right.
How great would it feel for this guy to meet someone and know, like, she
exactly.
doesn't give a shit.
Exactly.
Like, she's
don't
fine
lie,
with this.
Man.
Right, right. Because then it also has the added layer of, like, so you're not embracing it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're hiding it, you're also like, this is something that
it's
is bad
attractive.
And worth hiding.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, like, just
work with
be
what you've got.
Exactly. It's yeah. what you do with what you've got.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's another one, like, she was going to find out eventually. Like,
yeah.
Some comments. In both cases, if sex is important to someone in a relationship, yeah, those are things that should have been discussed before marriage. Someone else said, communication is important, possibly the most important. Almost nothing else matters if you can't communicate openly and honestly with your significant other. Okay, OP commented, for all of you who keep asking, it's about an inch and a quarter.
I didn't ask.
I kind of feel bad there of like, I mean, it's all anonymous, but like, if you're not, sex for some people. Like, obviously, there's people who are on the asexual spectrum, and that's part of sexuality. If you are someone who is not interested, you need to talk about that and find that person. But if sex is an important part of your life, that is, and it's important for your partner, and you agree, like, oh, we're going to have a sex life, if you're not going to have sex before marriage, then you need to talk about everything.
You need to talk about everything, and also, like, dude, you also have to, like you said, you have to be proud of what you have so that you can meet someone who's like, man, I'm in.
Well, because that's a lot of the times what people, like, that's the opposing side, right? People are like, no, I actually would like to find a partner that I'm sexually compatible with, and then I can do a long-term commitment. Like, sometimes even before somebody becomes, like, boyfriend and girlfriend, it's like, that's an important aspect of it. So I completely agree that, like, if you're not going to engage at least in the physical aspects of it, still communicating about it is just as important.
This has me thinking, like, they really did not talk about sex at all.
Well, they...
Because, so like, they're not talking about, like, what they're... And they would get... They would kind of fool around, but then they would get... He'd be like, ah, it's too far.
We've been together a year.
I know.
Six months.
It's been a short amount of time.
Six months of dating, maybe that's what it was. Which also, that's quick.
It is pretty quick. Update. He says it's only a matter of time before someone leaks his name. He saw the post through an old friend of his who knew he had a micropenis and saw on his Facebook that he had just gotten married. He doesn't know who else the guy is told to link him to it. I feel like I am the asshole. He is crushed that I posted about him. I confronted him last week about intentionally keeping this from me, and he said he was sure I would leave him if I knew about the size prior to the wedding, and that he wanted to talk before the wedding, but feared it being called off because of his micropenis, and said it, if both families found out / gossiped about it, he would be crushed, which is basically what I did with the entire world via Reddit. But he didn't know this until last night because I never told him that I posted on Reddit when we talked. Okay, the problem with his logic is like, oh, you would have left me. So now that we're married, you can't leave.
You can't leave me.
Yes, no, that's
her.
Yeah.
Nothing, but also, nothing changes. Like, when you get married, you can still, like...
You can leave. But, like, his logic is not good.
I've never understood that type of logic of, like, I need to marry you so you can't leave. It's like, what?
Divorce, hello.
What are you talking about?
Also, you divorce, like, immediately. It doesn't... But also,
annulment.
Like, he didn't give her an opportunity to process it. He didn't even give her the chance to make a decision on her own. That's what bothers me the most. Fine, okay, you have a micropenis. That it sounds like he's dealing with that and that's hard, but it's like, dude, you gotta fucking, what? You have to tell her.
Yeah, what I got from all of that is that he, like, his main worry inside of all of that became who else is gonna find out. That, like, that is his big insecurity. He clearly is so ashamed of this. So much so that he is lying about it until he gets married. He's stopping any sort of sexual activity before. Like, just even, again, she was saying that, like, they would fool around, but then he would stop. Like, that means he would stop literally sooner than she would be aware of what's going on down there for him. Like, he is very clearly, you're right, dealing with something. And I think that needs to be addressed on his part.
Yeah.
But yes, his actions have thus affected other people involved,
right,
including trapping this woman, which is like, you're insecure and you're dealing with something and we are empathetic of that. But now that it has affected this woman, it's crossing a line.
And look, physical insecurities are a rough thing, you know, especially with things you can't change. But you can't let that, like, you can't let that dictate your whole behavior and let that insecurity, like, fester within you
and overshadow
and make you lie
life,
and things.
Someone else's decisions.
Yeah,
like, he needs to probably go to therapy and talk about this and, like, work through this and be okay with this, because it's like, it's a reality, you know?
Yeah.
And
also, maybe going to Reddit wasn't the best idea.
No, I mean,
sounds like maybe she should have talked to him, but they both clearly just didn't talk to each other.
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's a lot that seems off in this relationship, you know, that's
Yeah.
That's tough.
I mean, I think she was also probably scared, you know? She was also just like, you know, definitely maybe not, like, as feeling like, okay, I can't leave this man, because, like we've said, you can divorce. But I'm sure that she has also felt like, well, now what am I supposed to do? I've made it this far kind of thing, or I don't want to upset him because of this. But it just puts her in this tricky position of like.
Yeah, it makes her look like an asshole.
But the phrase, and that's kind of what's sketchy about this is this was kind of manipulation. This was chess moves to put her in a place where she can't leave.
Right.
And that to me is like the problem here. We're not talking about a penis. We're talking about like what he literally said to her was, if you'd known before, you would have left.
Yeah.
I did this so you wouldn't leave. It's like, that's not behavior of a couple who wants to spend the rest of their life together.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Should be there for each other.
Because then you can replace the micro penis with literally anything else that you would consider a deal breaker, and it's still wrong to withhold that information.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anything that you're going to reveal after the marriage that you're like, you would have left if you had known, completely flawed logic.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Are there any more updates?
No.
What did she do?
That's tricky.
I don't know.
That's tricky.
Text her.
Oh, right, I'll text her.
I do acknowledge the, like, again, like, it's got to be especially challenging to feel, again, I think he feels alone. Like,
totally.
I think he definitely just feels like, you know, he's not happy with the cards that he was dealt, and he's just kind of, like, trying to navigate and do what he thinks is best. It just, unfortunately, you're right, it became manipulative.
Yeah.
And so for that reason, it's like we're gearing more toward him being the asshole, even though she is put in the position of of going to Reddit and coming out to be the asshole, if that makes sense.
Moving on to our last story here. Am I the asshole for marrying a man who proposed to me while I was on the toilet? So he proposed to her while she was on
number
the toilet.
Number one or number two?
We'll find out.
Okay.
It's not as bad as it sounds. My friends are just obsessed with that part, I think. Fake names. This is a 32-year-old woman. My fiancé, Peter, who's 30, had arranged a candlelight dinner in a hotel room. There were flowers, rose petals, and music. There was my favorite dinner and my favorite dessert. Peter was in a tuxedo. I was wearing a dress. That evening was so amazing. While I was eating, my IBS started to act up. I ran to the bathroom. It was mortifying, but at least I was comfortable enough with Peter to allow him to come in.
Oh.
I was apologizing for ruining our evening while I was on the toilet, and he said it's okay. I felt like he wanted to ask me to marry him the whole evening. I told him I love him, and he said I love you too. I told him, I'm sure you'll take care of me in sickness and in health. That comment made Peter smile, and he got down on one knee.
Oh.
I didn't care that this was the situation. I was so happy to say yes. I felt like he wouldn't have asked that evening if I didn't say the in sickness and in health comment. I told my best friend, Kate, a 33-year-old woman, and another friend, Bailey, 33. I told them the truth. Kate said it's weird, creepy, and an asshole move on his part. I explained that he likely would have put it off if I didn't mean the health comment.
Yeah, whatever, she's jealous.
Kate said I was desperate and that I should have some respect for myself. Bailey said if I thought Peter would ask another time, then I should have let him ask another time. Before talking to them, I thought I had the sweetest proposal story. Now I feel like an asshole who caused my amazing fiancé to have a terrible story.
Okay.
Am I the asshole?
No. Your friends are the assholes.
They're the thing that's shitty.
Literally the only people that... the people who decide if a proposal story is romantic are the people in the proposal story.
It's a privilege to get the story firsthand, ladies.
Yeah,
bro.
Listen, she had IBS... She fucking had to go, and he loves her so much that he was like, I'm going to propose to you because this doesn't bother me.
It's also, if you're her friends and she tells you that story and you think it's weird, it's already happened.
It's done.
It's done.
Shut up.
It doesn't matter what
you
say, that's awesome.
Yeah.
If you think it's
good
weird,
for
who
you.
Cares?
And also, like, it is cute.
It's super cute.
It's so cute. It's, she was shitting and he asked
it's
her.
No, it's like, so cute.
There's no trial. Like, he's literally there in love with her while she's shitting her brains out.
It doesn't get better.
They're sealed.
He's in a tux.
They don't need...
She's in a dress.
They don't need the ceremony.
The dress is getting
there is no
the
ceremony that's
going to
lock
her.
You together.
It's beautiful.
The amount of roses that got... just destroyed
God.
For that night.
And the food was getting cold. It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. And dessert was served at the same time as dinner, probably.
God, and the waiter was like, waiter was like, where are they?
The waiter wasn't there because the food's been
stunning.
Sitting there for
hours. He was like, will you marry me? And she went,
and he said, is that a yes?
Comments, a verdict was not the asshole.
Yeah, of course.
Well, there was an asshole.
Yes. Comments, this is the cutest story. Your friends are actually just jealous because they don't have someone who loves them and will put up with their shit.
Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa.
He's an absolute keeper, OP. Congratulations on your engagement, not the asshole. OP responded, the cutest story? Wow. I don't know what to say. Thank you so much.
Aww.
Someone else said, who cares what they think? It's what you think. If you said yes and found it heartwarming, then there's your answer. Lastly, someone said, it actually is very sweet. Your friends are the assholes, though. He was showing you that you were safe with him. In a moment, you were likely embarrassed and very vulnerable to propose. It is incredibly sweet and funny at the same time. No one will ever have a story like this, and it is the type of relationship people should strive to have, not tear down. Congratulations.
So true.
What if she meets other people and they're like, oh, Dave proposed to me while I was shitting, too. And it's just like, everybody has
she's
that
like,
story.
Hi.
And then someone's like, and I fucked your parents.
And then she runs out.
No!
But you know what? It's actually so perfect, though, because it is, like, picture perfect because he was in the tux and she was in the dress and all of, like, the romance stuff is outside, but then you get the grounded realness of, like, what an actual partnership is like.
Those are the best proposals. I personally think the proposals that are so, like, perfectly set up and everyone's
like fireworks
there.
Fireworks and
it's
everything.
It's like, no, the proposal should be between you and your partner, and it's just like, the better, the funnier the story, the better.
Right, right. I think you said it best, Shane. Like, as long as the two people involved are like, I am so psyched about how that proposal went.
That's all that matters.
Who
That's
cares?
All that matters.
You can
who
hear
cares?
You can hear the weirdest proposal story, but if at the end of it, the person's like, and I couldn't be happier. It's like, well, then that was a successful proposal.
And great, and we're happy, and we support you.
That's all that matters.
It's nice when you're doing it without people there.
Because then you don't have opinions to mess with. Yeah. Judgment, all of that stuff. Shitty friends.
Shitty friends. Well, this was a roller coaster.
Holy God.
WTF.
WTF. I'm very curious. Let us know in the comments what you think was the biggest WTF.
With the parents?
The parents.
That was not the biggest WTF.
The threesome parents was there's the ChatGPT, there's threesome parents, there's fake therapist.
Fake therapist
makes me the angriest.
That was pretty crazy.
Fake therapist.
There was doctor who works at Taco Bell.
Ultimately harmless.
There's the Twitch streamer boyfriend.
Oh, not harmless.
Gross.
But not as big WTF as therapist.
Threesome. Yeah. Threesome and therapist, I think.
I'm still, and, you know, partial to
combine those stories.
I think fake therapist and parents threesome.
Forgot about micropenis.
And micropenis. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for being here. Thank you for going through this.
Thank you.
This was a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, comment down below if we should sit in Shane's chair and he should lay on the couch.
What? Comment down below how many tissues you think are crumpled up right here.
Oh, my God. Gross. All right. Thank you guys for watching. Let us know what you think the biggest WTF moments were. And let us know what other themes and subreddits you want to see on this show. And we'll see you next Saturday. Goodbye.
Bye.
Get your pancakes out.
Get your pancakes out.
What does that mean?